This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. If you've waited and waited to book a summer vacation, you're probably going to have to spend more money on it. AAA says the average American spends $1,000 on his or her summer vacation. I'm sure there is a multiple of that if you book everything last minute. So, plenty of folks will be scrambling to find travel on the cheap. But before you do, let's hear from Meg Favreau, senior editor at wisebread.com and our frugality expert. Meg, good to see you.
Good to see you, Tess.
I think we hear all the time about all these cheap ways to go on vacation, and there have to be some downsides to that, or perhaps some ways not to do it that would not result in you immediately regretting having gone on vacation. You know, Craigslist, great for picking up a desk, but I hear it's not so great for finding a hotel.
Actually, the thing that Craigslist is really awful for is getting a vacation rental. Because there is a vacation rental scam out there. I was actually at a wedding in Key West where this happened to some other people at the wedding. They got a vacation rental off of Craigslist. They paid for it up front. Beautiful looking house. Mm-hmm. They go up. They knock on the door. The guy opens the door. They're like, hey, we're here for our vacation rental. The guy's like, I have no idea. This is just my house.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So people will go up and just put other people's houses up, take the money, and run with it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's one of those things that unless it happened to somebody I know, I'd be like, oh, yeah, like that happens. But it does. But the good news is that there are other ways to get vacation rentals from a person that are not through Craigslist, using sites like Airbnb and VRBO.
VRBO, yeah.
Yeah.
Vacation rental by owner.
Yes.
All right. Well, what are some of the other traps that travelers should be aware of as they are trying to plan on the cheap?
I would say be wary of off-season travel. I love off-season travel. I think it's great, but you need to do your research to know exactly what you're going to get when you go.
So do not travel to the Caribbean perhaps in August.
Or if you do, just know exactly what's open and what you'll be able to do. I mean,
and what kind of hurricane might come your way.
Yeah. But like my big example is I went to Belize during the off-season, and it was amazing except for the fact that we showed up, we got to our hotel, we got checked in. We took a nap. We wake up. It's night.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is there. There is no staff.
What?
We do not see any lights on in anyone else's hotel rooms.
Why? They just left?
Yeah.
Hello.
Nobody stays there at night.
And that was because it was the off season?
Because it was the off season. They were just starting back up again. Like, their restaurant wasn't open. We found out it wasn't going to open for 2 more weeks. The upside of it is we got a free upgrade to a room with a kitchen because they realized they kind of had to give us a way to feed ourselves.
Yeah. All right. Any other do not do's?
So another thing to be aware of is out of the way hotels.
Mm.
Another mistake that I made. Going to Minneapolis, got a out-of-the-way hotel because I had a friend tell me that the public transit was pretty good there.
Mm.
Does not go to this hotel.
It was way out of the way.
It was like kind of like this frugal Bermuda Triangle because it was like, oh, we got the cheap deal with the out-of-the-way hotel and we can, you know, use the
public transport.
The public transport. But nope, these things do not work together.
Right.
I think that a mistake I know I've made in the past and I think some frugal travelers make is considering only money and not time.
Yes, 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 yes. Especially if you're going somewhere you've never been.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is I have certainly been guilty of this, buying the plane ticket that's $30 cheaper that has 2 stopovers.
Right.
So you spend a full day traveling when, you know, if you spend an extra $30, you know, you'd get there by lunchtime, have
right.
the whole afternoon to explore. You really need to decide what your time is worth to you on vacation.
Right. And that's going to be different, I think, for everybody.
Exactly.
So I guess the real lesson here is that cheap does not always equal the best vacation you're ever going to have.
Right.
Sometimes you're going to have to maybe just budget more closely, spend a little more money, and then the time that you're taking away from work and from all of the other things that you do in life, it's going to be more valuable for you.
Exactly. And I don't mean to say that like a super frugal vacation can't be wonderful.
It can be, indeed.
It can be. But it's just a matter of being like, don't compromise with yourself too much. If there's a vacation you really want to take, if you want to go to London and see the museums, don't go to London and not see the museums.
I like that policy a lot, actually. Meg Favreau, senior editor of wisebread.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Tess.